That's on, this is on diversion channels.
Yeah.
The Chappellai River goes into the Chappellai Basin.
What sort of water did they have around here when you were coming up? Yeah, I mean, you mentioned there were woods over there. Were there trees?
Yeah.
And
we have trees right here. Right here where you see all the storms.
Do you have water?
Yeah, I have plenty of water. But that's why you have the drainage canal. They made a drainage canal that helped us in one way. But when you have backwater, your water gets to you faster than if you weren't having a drainage canal.
Yeah. What type of land you got around here?
Sand is all, mostly. But it's the Balayas. You see, I heard that my daddy said in 1892 or something like that this Bay Lafourche overflowed and it went by silts and someplace it would miss some property. And then when it missed the property, it's back land. When it hits the property, it covers the silt of sand it's all. But now I think that was in 1892, my daddy told me, 1898, something like that. I don't recall exactly the date, but it's something like that. And this Bay Lafourche overflowed. Right here, between here and Thibodaux, that's where it broke. White plantation. You might see it on your way going. It's just sugar cane now, and it got a big post with white plantation on. And that's where the canal broke. I believe I'm right. I mean, the Bay Lafourche. I believe I'm right in 1892 or 1898. It's one of those two dates, but I remember that.
And what happened?
Well, you see all that by broken, it silted everybody, you know, the water spread, and when the water died down, your silt stayed there, your mud in the water, you know, your dirt in the water. I know for 1927, my dad used to go to Donaldsonville and protect that levee so nobody would break it, you see. People from New Orleans wanted to break it because they didn't want it to flood New Orleans, and they had to watch. They had orders to kill if they see somebody. That's 1927, I'm small. I used to wait for my dad every morning.
Hey, John, cool, buddy. You have a good trip to the market.
You see, they feed them at night. You see? Yeah. They feed the man that was working.
Yeah.
Oh, they wouldn't give them much, I think a dollar a night. But they would walk the Mississippi levee, you see, so nobody would go and bomb it. It was so soft, my daddy said, that you didn't have to bomb. You could a good man in the Nile could have broke the levee with a shovel. That's how soft it was.
Eventually, they broke it down below New Orleans, didn't they?
Yeah. Below Baton Rouge. You see. Not so they broke it. It broke itself, I believe. That's why we had so much water that came around Lake Loretta. The Chappellai Basin.
But was the land different? I mean, they've done a lot of getting trees and things and shrubs and brush off the land now, haven't they?
Yeah, almost any land that you can dream, people has destroyed vegetation and trees. That's one of the reasons that you're not abundance in like olden times for rabbits, deer, and all eating animals. But you have more people hunting than in olden times. And in olden times, they didn't have the money to buy ships. And people wouldn't go out as much. So, I remember my daddy, we used to live about a mile from here for about 6 years when I was small. And we moved here in 27 when I was 7 years old. But my daddy used to ask my mom, "Is there a rainy day like today? You want to cook some rabbit this afternoon? How many rabbits you want?" He could kill them all he wanted. But today, you didn't have.
That's what it did.
Right. But today, you have more people hunting, to my estimation. And